This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We got a long ways to go in a 162-game schedule.
I'd say
but
so.
The Royals, the rest of the way, as it currently sits off of strength of schedule, they have the fifth toughest schedule remaining in all of baseball. Okay. They have the toughest schedule of the winning teams in their division. The White Sox have the toughest schedule in baseball. But sorry, Chicago.
Chicago.
Colorado has the second toughest.
Oh, God, what the hell?
Well, it's because they're playing everybody's better than them, too.
I know, but like...
They're not playing themselves, Cody. It's because they're not playing themselves. Third is the Angels. Fourth is Cincinnati. Fifth is Kansas City. The A's sixth. Other divisional teams, the Minnesota Twins have the ninth toughest remaining. Cleveland, 14th toughest. And Detroit, who has the best odds to win the AL Central, has the 23rd toughest.
Must have more games against Chicago.
Yeah, so here's the breakdown. The Royals, who have the fifth toughest schedule left, 119 games, I believe, is where we're at now. Dodgers for three, Mets for three, Tigers still for nine, Padres for three, Phillies for three, Yankees for three. Those are the toughest. Their easiest opponents left on the schedule. They still got nine against the White Sox.
Okay, that's 8-1 at worst.
Three against the Pirates. Three against the Marlins, three against the Nationals, six against the Angels, and three against the Tampa Bay Rays. Obviously, that can change based off of everybody's wins and losses the rest of the way. But they have the fifth toughest schedule. So this whole knock on the Central, it's all going to balance out, as it always does. The fifth toughest schedule the rest of the way. They're gonna have plenty of opportunities to prove themselves for those that are skeptical about can they beat good teams. That's why last night was nice to see them beat an Astros team who, by the way, I think they have the second easiest schedule the Astros do the rest of the way.
I mean, again, their division is weaker than the Central. The Central, part of the reason, this is the truth, part of the reason their schedule looks so tough, the Royals on paper, is because they have to face three winning teams a bunch more times. The Tigers have the best record in the American League, and they still got nine games left against them. And that was a team that handled them, I'll say, fairly easily. So did the Yankees the last time these two teams played against each other. And so it's not surprising to me that that would be the case. But as you said, well, they're good. By the time 162 games will up, we'll know that they earned it. Like, I know that that sounds silly, but like by the time it's all said and done, we'll know that they earned it. And they took advantage of an easier part of the schedule because as it sits right now, when they've taken on the White Sox for some and the Rockies and all this other stuff, they're on pace to be between 94 and 95 win team, depending on which way you want to round. Between 94 and 95 wins. Okay. Well, now let's say that they fall off of that pace a little bit just due to the fact that their schedule is getting ready to be a little bit harder. Okay, well, then they're back down to 86, 87, 88, the same range they were last year. They are a very similar team from last year, other than they pitch significantly better. And I still believe that they will overcome a lot of those schedule stuff just as long as they eventually figure out how they're going to go about hitting. But I'm not going to pretend like having to still face the Dodgers, Mets, Tigers, Phillies, and Yankees is not nothing. I don't know. Like, I don't know how many total games that is, including the Tigers. It's like, what, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24 games remaining. I'd take 10 and 14 today. Like,
that's 24 of 119, right?
Yeah, so I'd take 10 and 14 against those teams right now and feel pretty confident. This is a 90-win ball club. That's the thing about difficulty of strength of schedule is a huge chunk of this is going to come against the Tigers. That's why they have the most difficult schedule. The Tigers had the best record in all of baseball, I think, or maybe the American League. I don't think it's all of baseball. Maybe the Dodgers had the best record in all of baseball. Another team they face.
Yeah.
When you got that many games against a divisional opponent, you're going to wear it. I do not think the Tigers are an unstoppable force yet, because it's still early in the season, but they're tough.
I think a lot of it's other than the obvious
pitch,
other than the obvious, which is health. The other thing that's going to come down to is which of the other teams in the Central are going to be willing to go and make the move for whatever their need is. And a lot of them are going to be on a bat, you know, because the Tigers pitching is very good. They might look for a bullpen arm, but the Tigers pitching staff is very good. The Royals, obviously, I don't think they're going to be looking for any arm. They've got what they need.
It's going to be
corner outfield or some other type of bat. So are they willing to go push the payroll if that's what's necessary later on in the season, in addition to maybe having somebody that they can call up for the minors? Of course, we're talking about Jack Caglione, but he's got to get to AAA first before you can even really have that conversation being realistic. You got to see him in AAA, I think, for a month at least before you can have a real convo about what
trade
kind of added
in
weapon.
July. If he gets to 31st. Like my thought is if he gets to the minors or he gets to AAA by the end of May, I think a timeline you've thrown out around Memorial Day weekend. If he gets there by the end of May, he has all of June and all of July in AAA if needed before they have to make a call and the actual trade deadline gold. So to your point, they're still okay in that area. Look, this boils down to one very simple thing. The AL Central is the second best division in baseball. The West is the best. I'm not going to argue that. I'm sure the AL East would take some great offense that I did not call them the second best division in baseball. They're also good. Not saying that that's not a good division. There's plenty of good teams there. But the AL Central is going to be massively competitive the rest of the way. The real question for me as it relates to this is, how many teams can the Central actually get in the playoffs? Because let's just say they don't win the Central, because they are 2.5 games back and the Tigers had the best record in the AL. How many teams can the AL Central get in? Do you got to be the second best team in the AL Central? Or can you be the third best team in the AL Central again and find your way into the postseason?
Yeah, they got 3 in last year, you know, so that can't happen again. I think would be a little silly, but so much of this is going to become clearer once we get to much later on in the summer. I mean, we're not even at Memorial Day yet. And so whether it's due to injury or poor performance, you know, you find out, is anybody just off to a really good start? Like the Royals are at a point because they made the playoffs last year. You have a little more, as we said, when they have a tough week, I have way more faith now than ever over the last 5 years that they will bounce back. And I think everybody should, based off of...
That's why we weren't panicking in the early part of this season.
Based off of what roster they have and the experience that they now have and all of that. Some other teams you look across baseball that maybe this is their first year that they're now performing at a higher level. Do we have faith that they will bounce back if they have a rough stretch? Now, in the Central, multiple teams, as we just said, made the playoffs last year. So the Tigers, who were unbelievable the final month or whatever it was of baseball last year, they have shown that they're probably not falling off. They're going to be in this thing the entire way. The question I would have still is Cleveland. I know the Twins just had won 8 in a row. I still don't think the Twins are going to factor into this by the time we're done. They're the fourth team in this convo. I still think the Guardians will be the team that falls off, and I think it ends up being narrowed down to a Royals and Tigers race for the AL Central later on in the year. But that is still based off my confidence that at some point they are going to find another bat outside the organization, in addition to maybe being able to call up somebody later.
I think that their original hope, probably because of what they've spent, and I think just where their system was, they could use a year where they don't have to be burning major assets in order to acquire guys like Lucas Irsig. It worked. I don't regret that they gave up the asset. It's not that. But if this year could be solved with Raven Caglione, or if MJ, and I have not admittedly looked at how it's going in AAA, can be the fifth outfielder, the Orlando Gerard Dyson, hey, I'm on the team, I play when the matchup makes sense, to come in late as a defensive replacement. If he could be what you're talking about, that additional bat who might occasionally be able to put one out of the yard, maybe you can solve this thing in-house. That's my whole thing with Cags, and I mentioned yesterday, is get him to AAA so you know. That's all. Get him to AAA, get him some time there so you know. And then that way you know. But yeah, the strength of schedule stuff, I always thought that was kind of overplayed a little bit. Just knowing that right now, the division's probably got, I'm going to guess, the highest or the second highest winning percentage in the sport. Because the NL West is hurt by the Rockies' winning percentage, which absolutely tanks.
And the Central's hurt by the White Sox being
pathetic.
But
the Rockies are somehow 10 games worse probably than the White Sox right now.
The Rockies lost again last night.
Did they?
They're just absolutely abysmal.
What are they like on the money line? If I had just faded them every day.
I mean, it'd be a winning proposition every day, but also at some point, you know,
the money you're giving up, the juice is not as good.
Yeah. I mean, look, as we always say, even last year, the White Sox were horrifically bad. They still found a way to win like 40 games, didn't they? Or 38 games or something.
Yeah. That's such a low
number. To answer your question, though, about the Rockies, who are, I'm assuming, playing later on tonight. Yeah. The Rockies are 2-1. The Rangers are -245 to win tonight. So again, for those that don't bet, the Rockies, if you bet $100, you would win $200 if they win. For the Rangers, you would have to bet $245 for them to win for you to win $100. The Royals tonight, Bubic on the bump, taking on Valdez of the Astros. The Royals are +120. They're underdogs tonight.
But if I did that, if I was like the guy who did the NBA, the NCAA underdog thing, and I just bet the Rockies and I gave up the juice, $100 a game, I'd definitely be profitable this year. They are 7-34. Even giving up the juice, my profitability would be through the... I'd have won $3,400, and I would have, you know, like, right. I mean, I would have... No, I would have won... Let's just say I bet 100 flat every time. So I wouldn't even have won 100. I would have won, what, 50 bucks every time I bet 100? What would my payout have been? If I had bet $100 on every game, win or lose...
I mean, the Rockies only have 7 wins, though, so... You know,
but I'm just saying I bet them to lose.
Oh, betting them
to
lose.
So $34, I bet $100 every time, and it's -234. So I would win $40
Yeah.
Every time. So
And then 7 times you lost $100.
Yeah. So I'd be up around $600.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
I'd have won $1,300, and that's just assuming that it's -245 on average. Yeah, average. Yeah, not like, because sometimes it's probably only -100. And sometimes they're probably facing Paul Skeens and it's -4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.